From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the radical 60s, the Black Panthers were all about urban revolution. These days, what's left of that once militant group is mostly about food. In fact, the widow of the Panthers' founder is launching a new hot sauce called Burn Baby Burn, recycling a phrase that grew out of the Watts riots. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, that's just one of many products ex-Panthers are now peddling.
Nearly 40 years ago, members of the Black Panther Party were railing against the establishment. Today, the Panthers have mellowed. Instead of chanting off the pigs, they want to barbecue them. And former Black Panther chairman Bobby Seale is offering plenty of tips with the new cooking show on DVD.
Even revolutionaries have to eat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's barbecue with Bobby Seale.
Today, Seale lives in Philadelphia and Oakland, where he spends his time writing. His new cookbook is filled with barbecue recipes that he began using decades ago at Black Panther cookouts and committee meetings.
Revolution is about re-evolving. I mean, I say revolution is about re-evolving more political, economic, and social justice power back in the hands of the people. It's not about violence. Okay, Bobby Seale's revolutionary barbecue sauce is re-evolving, re-energizing, capturing your crave.
The Black Panther Party may be over, but the revolution goes on, thanks to the children of the children of the 60s. Some of them are part of a new hip-hop crew called Black Panther Fugitives.
Black Panther Party. Black shades for rays, and we step in your way. Black Panther Party.
10-point plan to break free from the man.
As the movement's 40th anniversary approaches, the Black Panther name has become a brand to be plastered on T-shirts and CDs. They're products of the Huey Newton Foundation, named after the party's founder, who was killed by a drug dealer in 1989. Newton's widow, Frederica, came up with the latest offering, a condiment with a cause.
Burn, Baby, Burn, a taste of the 60s. That'd be a great name for a hot sauce.
Burn, Baby, Burn was the slogan associated with the 1965 Watts riots in Los Angeles, though it originated from a DJ in L.A., the Magnificent Montague. Frederica Newton says the foundation she heads got the rights to use the phrase.
My intention is not to incite anybody to burn anything other than their taste buds when they taste the hot sauce.
On the label are references to some of the Panthers' legacy, such as free lunches for school kids and sickle cell anemia tests for African Americans. Newton, who sells Mary Kay Cosmetics on the side, says it's important to teach about the Panthers' history.
By any means necessary to get the word out.
We're just trying to be creative with our radical marketing, using our history as a marketing resource.
Founding Black Panther Party member David Hilliard runs the Huey Newton Foundation in Oakland, California. Hilliard says the party always preached economic empowerment. At one time, he says, the Panthers owned a nightclub, a movie theater, a record store, and a newspaper.
For those people who criticize and say that we've sold out, this is actually capitalism with a conscience, if there's any such thing, because we intend to use some of the proceeds to support some of those ideas that we stood for at the heyday of our movement.
Hilliard says profits of the Burn Baby Burn hot sauce, the T-shirts, music CDs, and his latest book on Huey Newton will help fund a literacy program in Oakland. Critics may scoff at these products and claim they trivialize the Panthers' once militant political ideology, but that doesn't seem to worry some folks at People's Park in Berkeley.
From a revolutionary to an entrepreneur. Yeah. Okay, this is capitalism in America at its finest.
V. Akira is homeless today, but she once sold Black Panther Party newspapers. About that hot sauce, she says, right on.
I love hot sauce. Yeah, burn, baby, burn. Everybody got to make a living some way. Might as well go make some hot sauce.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, San Francisco.